Illinois' constitution currently requires that the state have a flat income tax, and this proposal or some version of it comes around pretty much every time, you know, there's talk about getting amendments on the ballot. It would allow the state to have a graduated income tax, and that's all the constitutional amendment would do. But then there's companion legislation coming through the House that would actually set the tax brackets for that, and it would give most of the folks in Illinois a tax break. It would cut their taxes a little bit, but it really targets the higher income people in the state. So there's a lot of debate about whether we'll see, you know, if that were to happen, a flight of wealth. So there's really arguments on both sides of this. Many other states are doing this, and Illinois has been kind of considering it for many years now.
So a plan to partially fund higher education has surfaced in the House. Obviously, it's been about 10 months since state universities have had funding from the state, and some, like Chicago State, have said they might have to close. Tell us about the chance for funding, though.
The heat is really on with Chicago State especially. You know, they're looking at potentially closing at the end of this month, which is very soon. So we've seen a proposal come forward from a Republican lawmaker in the House, Representative Mike Fortner, that would tap a special fund that sets aside money for education. It's money that's put aside for K-12 and higher ed. Fortner is proposing that about $560 million, a little shy of that, would go to universities and for MAP support as well for low-income students.
It looks like lawmakers and constitutional officers are going to be waiting for their paychecks. How might that affect budget negotiations?
The comptroller, Leslie Munger, announced over the weekend that lawmakers and constitutional officers are going to have to get in line behind all the vendors and folks who are waiting for payment from the state. And it's a pretty long line right now, so not really sure how long they will be waiting. This move is kind of reminiscent of something Pat Quinn did, former Governor Pat Quinn, when he was trying to get pension reform passed. He vetoed the money for lawmakers' paychecks and said, you know, no paycheck for you till you get pension reform done. And of course, the courts weighed in and said that he could not do that. There is a provision in the Constitution that says that an elected official's pay cannot be cut during their time in office. But this isn't a pay cut. It's just a pay delay. So Comptroller Munger might have a good legal leg to stand on here if this were to go to court. That seems unlikely because lawmakers are kind of, you know, not really grumbling loudly about this because it's something that would be publicly probably pretty popular. Folks are frustrated that the budget hasn't been passed. And so if you asked most people out there, should lawmakers be getting paid and constitutional officers right now, they might say no. So it's not having a lot of outward effect, but there are a lot of lawmakers who this is their only job and they rely on this paycheck. So it could put some pressure on the rank and file folks who look at people like the comptroller, like the governor, like the Senate president and the House speaker who have, you know, other incomes or personal wealth who wouldn't feel the squeeze of this. There's a lot of rank and file lawmakers who might get frustrated if time goes on and they're not getting paid.
What about the overall picture here as far as getting a budget in place before fiscal year 17 starts in July? What's going on with that?
Yeah, that's the big question. Earlier in session, a lot of folks were saying maybe it won't be until November that we'll see a resolution to both the current fiscal year and next fiscal year. And I wouldn't rule that possibility out, but there are some groups of staffers from both parties, both chambers and the governor's office, trying to work things out, trying to come to some kind of agreement. We are seeing a constitutional amendment for redistricting reform moving forward. Now, that doesn't sound like a budget issue, but it is something that's on the governor's turnaround agenda. So it's something he might be able to count as a win. There's some things moving forward that could set us up for a budget resolution. But again, I wouldn't bet on it. It's always very hard to predict these things. But they got another month to go in the spring session, so hopefully they can get it together.